how do you approach the one enthroned in the heavens? Do you come with a list of demands? Do you come with your conditions of your service? Do you come looking to make deals? Well, if that's the case, perhaps you need to change your approach. Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. Psalm 123 verse 2 says, "Behold, as the eyes of servants look to the hand of their master, as the eyes of a maidservant to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God till He has mercy upon us." This psalm invites us to meditate and to think about how we are to approach God's higher throne. We look to God with the eyes of a servant, His servant. He is our master. We look to Him in dependency. A servant is dependent upon his master for directions and instructions, where to go, what to do, what to say. So can't you see the servant standing at the doorway while the master is seated at a dinner party? The servant is completely attentive to his master, waiting on a wink or a motion of the hand. Come over here, go over there, do this, do that. And the servant is just diligently waiting on the master to flinch. And that's us. In the same way, we lift our eyes to the Lord in looking for mercy. We're looking as a servant ready to answer His call and not as an equal demanding action. We approach in humility, ready to serve, ready to be guided, ready to be told what to do. And we approach God in faith, in dependency, trusting His right to rule over us. So perhaps we need to change our approach. Even though we may be desperate, it doesn't change the fact that He is God and we are not. And so we come in humility and we come ready to respond and not ready to weigh His word against our will. When you pray today, please remember B.J. Sanders and his family, our missionaries in Papua New Guinea. And also remember the Cura Life Word broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.